Now, on Monday, hopefully we get some good weather here. We've got Sydney Cricket Club turning 125, a significant milestone in any organisation. And we've got the chairman of the Sydney Cricket Club and Cricket New South Wales board member, Neil Maxwell, on the line to tell us a little bit more about what activities are taking place on Monday. G'day, Neil.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, really well. Now, I know we're just coming to an end of a rugby league season, but cricket season just around the corner and international cricket seems to never stop, mate. But tell us what's happening at Drummoyne Oval on Monday.
Oh, good man. Well, we've got, as you said, a celebration of 125 years of Balmain / Sydney Cricket Club. And it actually, coincidentally, is 75 years of use of Drummoyne Oval as well for cricket. We started down at Birchgrove, where the first rugby league game was ever played as well. So moved up to Drummoyne. We've got a couple of cricket matches, T20 matches. The men are playing SCG 11 at around 11 o'clock, and then height of the day, really. We've got the women playing SCG 11 with Elisa Healy and Rachel Haynes starting around 2:15.
Wow.
And then some formalities and really just an opportunity to dine out on the middle of Drummoyne Oval in what we hope will be sunlight, but under the lights anyway.
Yep.
And as I say, a few formalities. We've got some entertainment with Gavin Robinson and his band, which you could call loosely entertainment. And then a couple of bit of history and capturing a few recognition of a few people who have done a bit for the club over that time.
Yeah, right. For those people who are listening, Sydney Cricket Club, as you mentioned, used to be Balmain. Some of the great players. Am I right in saying Archie Jackson was a Balmain player?
He was. It was an amazing story behind Archie. He died of tuberculosis.
Yes.
I think around 24, 25, he was rumoured to be the next Don Bradman, or, on a par with Don Bradman anyway.
Yeah.
One of the grandstands, the old grandstand at the far end, away from the water, at Drummoyne Oval is the Archie Jackson Pavilion. So it's named in his honour. But, yes, we've got a few modern contemporaries. Gavin Robinson, Simon Cook have played Test match
cricket,
Dave Renneberg, John Gleeson. And then you move into the women's side of things, which I've got to say is one of the best honour boards in world sport, I would reckon. For a club side, we've got so many internationals, everyone from Elise Perry to Elisa Healy, Rachel Haynes, I mentioned earlier, Christina Matthews, Lisa Kiteley, the coach of the England team, Julie Hayes, the list just goes on. So quite a rich history that we're looking to just celebrate. So the public are welcome down. It's free entry. There's food and drinks and entertainment, as I say, and we'd love the community just to pop down and enjoy the afternoon.
I've got to ask you, is my mate Greg Hayne, Big Red, does he get a mention on the honour board there somewhere?
Haney is one of the legends. We've actually got a bell. Of all things, we've got a bell named after Greg Hayne. He's one of the leading run scorers, but it's a bell is to signal that the umpires are going on the field to give a 5-minute warning, because that bloke had never been on the field on time in an illustrious career here. So Haney's definitely recognised.
Very good. Hey, mate, just before we let you go, take your chairman of the Sydney Cricket Club cap off and put your Cricket New South Wales board member cap on. What does cricket look like in 10 years' time, Neil? What's the emergence of franchise cricket? I've got a 12-year-old who's running around for the Camden under-13s. What's it look like in 10 years' time for him?
I don't know whether someone's winding you up, because this is my hot button at the moment, Jimmy. So that question is spot on with me. I'm really concerned about the lack of foresight, I think, here. I keep saying cricket is one of the only sports that survives commercially off country versus country cricket, or country versus country. Every other sport has a domestic competition which underpins its revenue, and basically it becomes its foundation. And cricket has taken a long time, over 140 years plus, to come to that realisation, and we're only just starting to work off the back of domestic competitions now. So I really think the challenge for Cricket Australia and Cricket New South Wales and others is to be able to tell a story to the players and a vision to the players as to where we're going to be in the next 10 years, because otherwise we're just going to, splinter and have players going off to different competitions and forfeiting the opportunity to play cricket for the country. It's a it's a big question, and I think the one that needs a lot more consideration than it's probably being given at the moment.
Think about what a Champions League equivalent looks like for T20 tournaments around the globe. Anyway, mate, I'm with you 100%, Neil. Absolutely. Appreciate you coming on. Have a great day on Monday. Let's hope the weather holds out, and appreciate your time this afternoon, Neil.
And thanks for your support. Much appreciated. Cheers, mate.
Neil Maxwell there. So if you've got nothing on Monday, you get a break in the rain and you want to get down there, watch some cricket and help celebrate 125 years of existence of the Sydney club. Make sure you do that. Yeah, I used to play a lot of cricket with Greg Haney's absolute champion fella. I think he was the leading run scorer in the history of Sydney grade cricket until he was overtaken by another Sydney player, Greg Mail. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.